For 2-0 win, how pleased are you with what you saw from your team?
I think it was an entertaining game for the fans. Obviously, we were better than them. And the idea, as soon as we could see that we had the control of the game, was to play with high tempo when we were in possession and try to press and regain the ball quickly when we were giving the ball away. So that is the positive for me. So we had chances, we scored 2 goals, we had more chances. And then we were, defensively, we were aware more or less of the danger, and attacking, we had good play, good ideas, plenty of room for improvement, but at least we have seen some positives.
And that's pre-season finished now. All the friendlies are completed. Has it gone well from your perspective? You've played teams from lower leagues and played European teams from the top divisions in their countries.
Yeah, normally, you know, the precision, especially when you are coming from the Championship, you need some, I would say, try between brackets, you say, easy games at the beginning, and after you play against teams that they play in first division, in this case Germany or Italy. So it was more or less what we were expecting. Obviously, we were expecting to have more players, and the team completed, the squad completed, but it's not the case, so we have to manage with the players that we have at the moment, and they are doing well.
Obviously, you know your players well and what they can do, but at this stage, with a week to go, how close are you to knowing the majority or all of your 11 for the Spurs game?
No, I think it's always important for them to be sure that they continue competing, because we will have injuries, we will have problems, suspensions, whatever, so it's important for everyone to realise that we have tough games, difficult games, physical games, and everybody has to be ready. So now, obviously, the 11 starters, you have more players on this 11 starters, they will be playing against Tottenham, but still we have to decide during the week how they train, what they do, and then after go with the best 11 possible.
But you had 11 starting and then 8 or 9 players on the bench, and you had that last season, a big squad, a competitive squad, and everybody had the opportunity to play and felt they would have the opportunity to get in the team. So is that important again, that competition for a starting place?
Yeah, that is crucial if we want to be stronger, because you know that you will have injuries, and then to get players with the Premier League level is not easy. So then to be sure that if you have a couple of players in the same position, they are more or less the similar level, is that you can use one or the other one and then keep fresh legs for games and keep everybody on their toes.
Has there been any progress in terms of transfers, whether that's players leaving or players coming to Newcastle?
Normally, when it's the weekend and you have a game, you concentrate on that. So hopefully we are still working and then trying to find solutions one way or the other way, but at the moment I was just concentrating on the game.
But I suppose the position hasn't changed. You've said that some players need to leave, but you are still looking to bring others in.
Yeah, that is very clear, that we have to balance a little bit the squad.
Okay.